Take that big old trophy right down to the Waffle House with you. Have yourself a good breakfast and get to it. Good morning. Eric Carpenter here. This is KCVL, KCRK. We do have a winter weather advisory in effect until 10 tonight. The National Weather Service says we are expecting snow, even down to the valley. The winds gusting to 45 miles an hour here in Colville, Kettle Falls, Chewila, the entire area. The wind, well, we're likely to really get that wind. They are getting 45 to 50 mile an hour winds over in the Puget Sound area right now. They are not really expecting rough weather here until midday, but travel could get difficult this evening, mainly because, well, the untreated roads are likely to become very slick by tomorrow morning as the temperatures drop overnight. Tomorrow morning, we could get a little more snow, they think, mainly just to the east of us. The Medellin, Ione, Medellin Falls on into the North Idaho Panhandle. And that snow accumulation expected in the afternoon hours. There is a flash freeze condition possible with dropping temperatures. Now, we are starting the day off very comfortable. We are all the way up at 40 degrees this morning. But by late morning, midday, temperatures are expected to drop, and are expected to drop a lot. Well, it is when it was election time last Tuesday. They were all smiles with the Upper Columbia Pool District, the Kettle Falls Pool. They got a very positive vote again in favor of the new six-year property tax levy. That money's going to assist maintenance costs of the pool that is currently being built. Here is an update. One of the friends of the pool.
For anybody driving by, there's been a lot of activity. That activity will continue. First off, demolition was completed by David Hall. Equipment donated by NewTek. We appreciate their help and their support. That was a huge job. It is demolished at this point. The pool contractor has completed the mechanical room. Now they're setting it up, electricity, water, all the stuff that has to go in. That's where the heart of the operation is. They're on site working, so things are rolling. LeBeau Plumbing, Tim LeBeau, has volunteered to do the work for us on retrofitting the existing pool house. That work will be starting soon. There's just a lot of stuff going on right now. So the question becomes, okay, we're going to have a pool built. We'll have it completed sometime like August. Well, what do we do for lifeguards? We're making plans for that. So if somebody is a good swimmer, either kid or adult, a young person for a summer job or an adult to help out with the auxiliary, we'll be looking on how to get them certified as lifeguards. So if you're willing to put some time in, anybody, to help out that way, we need strong swimmers that are willing to volunteer some time and do some training. We are looking for potential lifeguards.
All right. You can leave word for John Ridlington at the city. And they are looking for lifeguards for this summer at the pool in Kettle Falls. And as progress continues at the pool, we'll keep you up to date on that. But it was a... a necessary thing, getting the property tax levy passed, and it passed with no problem at all, over 75% voting yes.
experience, technology, satisfaction, a written warranty, and over 30 years experience. That's what makes Davis Auto Rebuild stand out from the rest. At Davis Auto Rebuild, customers are our number one priority, and we realize how difficult it is to be without your vehicle. So we make it easier for you with loaner and rental cars, and also help with your insurance claims. Call Davis Auto Rebuild at 684-3137 or stop in at 1175 South Main in Colville and see the Davis Auto Rebuild difference.
All right, here in Colville, everybody gearing up. You know, winter eventually will be gone, and we'll get into the fun of spring and summer. Kind of an update on city activities with Mayor Jack Smith.
Parks and Recreation, they have three full-time staff and three seasonal staff. They also have volunteers also contribute a lot to the Parks and Rec. So there were over in 2022, over 3,000 hours volunteered to the park. That's for all kinds of things, running the programs there, the rock painting, woodworking, that type of stuff, but also the Colville Mountain Trail system, those types of things. A lot of volunteer work goes into the park, as well as other functions of the city. 2022 was the first post-COVID year, and all our programs were filled up in the summer. Everyone, 100%. So everybody obviously wanted to get out and do something. There are over 20 programs that the department sponsors in a season. Sports, fun runs, like I said, rock painting and woodworking, to name a few. One of the things that the department's worked on to help with this is prepare an online registration program for those events. That is in place, and we're already taking registrations for upcoming events. And that's actually working out pretty well. Along with payments, credit cards, makes all that stuff easier. For the coming year, I think we solved our employment problem. We'll see how that goes, you know. Maybe it doesn't work out so well, but right now we're looking good. Our seasonal workers start on the 27th of February. That means we'll have five people out there working on the grounds and two administrative people. And we'll begin the preparation for the new year. You know, the grass is looking pretty good out there right now. That grass pretty soon is just going to come jumping out of the ground. And we have a brand new mower down there to deal with it. In addition, we'll be installing the new merry-go-round, constructing new splash pad area picnic shelters, and we are going to give our pool building a complete remodel. The plumbing in there is pretty old. We're trying to add some privacy in there right now, as opposed to the communal shower facilities on the male and female side. So we think we can have that done by the time the pool opens. Matter of fact, we'll have that done. I'd also like to mention the Colville Mountain Trail system. So you can look for our grand opening at the new trailhead at the north end of Madison Street. That's coming up. That's a project that's been going on for a few years. It involves some grant opportunities and some land acquisition. That's going to come to fruition this year. There'll be a little kiosk and some other stuff at the trailhead that'll slowly being built out. No definite date on that, but it'll be announced. And so if you can all be there, that'd be great, especially if you like the trail. Beautiful vistas. It's a nice trail to get out on. Also, this year, I want to let you know, this might be the last year for the Tiger Triathlon. A few years ago, we noticed their interest in triathlon and those types of events has kind of dropped off over the years. And a few years ago, before COVID hit, the council said, well, it's a time intensive and it costs money to put that on. We said, okay, do we want to keep up with this? We said, yeah, we'll give it a few more years a try. And of course, COVID hits and no one can do it. So last year was the first year we really had it back the way it was supposed to be. But we didn't get the numbers up quite that high, but we did commit to doing it this year. So we're trying to put an effort into that and see if we can keep that going. I'd like to see it going, but it all depends on what the numbers tell us. I think the numbers went down after I quit my triathlon career. No one wanted to. Maybe they should have gone up after that, because every, I don't know.
All right, Colville Mayor Jack Smith. Hey, by the way, if you really like that Tiger Tri, register this year. Otherwise, it may go away.
Looking for a little comfort in your life? Call the expert, your Carrier dealer. Carrier dealers are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. So call your Carrier dealer first. He has ways of making you very comfortable. Carrier, turn to the experts at ABC Heating and Electric in Colville at 411 West 2nd or call Deb for an appointment at 684-2018 or go to abc-heating.com.
All right, let's head over to Olympia, get a Capitol Report update with our representative, Jacqueline Maycomer.
The House will be in order.
This is Capitol Report, news and views from Washington House Republicans. And now from Olympia.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, the Republicans of Caucus.
Welcome to Capitol Report. I'm John Satgast. My guest is 7th District State Representative Jacqueline Maycumber from Republic. Thanks for being with us on our program.
Thank you for having me.
One of the big issues the legislature needs to address this year is the vehicle pursuits by law enforcement. Now, that's a huge issue. So remind folks back home how we got here and the status of the potential solutions that are going on right now.
2 years ago, Washington State passed one of the worst public safety policy bills nationwide that said that police could not pursue any suspect unless they had probable cause. And that is a very high bar to reach. And so they said reasonable suspicion wasn't enough. And that includes vehicle or foot pursuits, just stopping someone. Because of that, people are driving away in stolen vehicles. We have homicide suspects walking past law enforcement officers. Anybody can walk away, drive away at any time. And so we passed House Bill 1336. Out of committee. It's very narrow. It says you have to have a high bar to reach, felony or an assault, for the police to pursue you. So if you steal a vehicle, you can still get in that car, drive away, and no one can stop you.
What's going to happen with this? I know at least they got it out of committee. It's still alive. We've got a cutoff, so they were able to reach it and get it out of committee before the cutoff. Well, what's going to happen to it at this point?
Hopefully, we're going to be able to broaden that bill and say, you know what? If you've stolen a vehicle, you should be stopped. If you've hurt someone, you should be stopped. We need to return it back to common sense, and that is victims over criminals. What is really concerning is in the Senate, Senate Bill 5533 is a bill that says we're not going to use police, we're going to use technology. We're going to use drone and surveillance technology to catch criminals. This is a little scary movement into a whole new world, and that includes license plate scanners at all times, using drones to catch criminals. We really need to move back to where law enforcement said, we can catch the criminals, you have to give us the ability to do it. And that is the most important thing. Law enforcement warned us. The House Republicans fought against these bills 2 years ago, and it's proving auto thefts are up 93%. Violent crimes are up. We are really in a scary state for our children and our community for the future, and we need to come together and fix these horrible policies.
What good are license plate scanners if criminals affix stolen license plates to the vehicle?
You're absolutely right. If you're a smart criminal, you're going to change those plates. It is making sure that we're actually stopping the crime when it occurs and not waiting later.
State Representative Jacqueline Maycumber, thanks for being with us on Capitol Report, and we want to thank our listeners for being here with us on the program. In Olympia, this has been Capitol Report from Washington House Republicans. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. For more information, go to housereplicans.wa.gov.
The House is now adjourned.
How about you? What if you were in the legislature? And if I was over there, man, it would be so frustrating to try and deal with some of these laws that just don't seem to make sense. Why even have a police force if you're going to tie their hands so much? We need to go back to law and order, justice the way it has been. Man.
The President's Day sale is going on now at Saunders Furniture. Save big on Lazy Boy recliners, mattresses, and all living room furniture. Plus, up to 12 months, 0% special financing with your good credit. And of course, Saunders has the largest selection of top brand furniture in Eastern Washington. It's the President's Day sale going on now at Saunders Furniture, downtown Colville.
All right. Well, the Department of Commerce giving $1.6 million to the company, the old Quail Hollow Assisted Living Facility, that to implement a 16-bed unit, an intensive behavioral health treatment facility, only right across the street from the middle school, high school, just down a couple blocks from the grade school. Well, in Chihuahua tonight, gets underway at 6 o'clock. They are going to hold a town hall tonight at 6 o'clock at the community center. The feeling it's going to be a pretty full house and some people that are going to be very passionate about this idea. They're going to be discussing this treatment facility and the city. They have put on a six-month emergency moratorium on building permits for these projects. Don't know that it's going to do any good. It's already underway. They'll be discussing future moratoriums at tonight's meeting. We'll find out more, no doubt. If you are concerned at all or want to get more information about this project, tonight, 6 o'clock, that'll be in Chihuahua.
Vaughan Brothers Lumber, a leader in the forest products industry, is now offering a free forest health checkup. If you have 10 or more acres of timberland, Vaughan Brothers Lumber can help you determine if your family's forest is healthy and fire resilient. Schedule your free forest evaluation today by calling Vaughan Brothers Lumber at 684-5071. Vaughan Brothers Lumber, adding value to the forest for people, products, and the environment.
All right, three regular season games left in Pac-12 basketball. The Cougars will be at Stanford Thursday night. That'll be a late night affair, 7:30 pregame. They will be playing at California Saturday, 1:30 pregame. And next Thursday, they will be up in Seattle to take on the Huskies. And that'll be a 7:30 pregame. Pac-12 tournament time, that's going to be down in Vegas, March 8th to the 11th. So the Cougars, they have won three straight. They defeated the Huskies, they beat the Beavers, and they beat the Ducks. Three games down in Pullman. So now they're on the road for three. We'll have those on KCVL. A look at today's local weather forecast brought to you by Constructive Fun Toys. Constructive Fun Toys, you'll find them at 163 South Main. Puzzles, games, science kits, toys help you and the kids get through, you know, help you survive each other. Give Donna a call, 509-680-6861. Stop in. Constructive Fun Toys. You'll find them 163 South Main. All right, late morning, we are expecting temperatures to start falling. Okay, we are still up at 40 degrees. The National Weather Service says by 11 this morning, we are going to be down at 28 degrees. And drop from there. 80% chance of precipitation. Not much snow, less than an inch today. There is the possibility of overnight snow. Again, only a half inch or so. But the cold, 12 degrees the low. But you throw in a wind chill. We're expecting winds overnight up 10 miles an hour or better. That's going to put us down below zero for with the wind chill. 21 the high on Wednesday. 4 degrees Wednesday night. But again, it's going to be very windy. A high of 16 on Thursday. 2 below zero Thursday night. 22 the high, 5 the low on Friday. Then we're going to start to warm up a little bit. 29 on Saturday, 17 the low. 34 the high, 19 the low. But again, possibility of snow on Sunday. Snow possible again Monday. You know, winter-type weather's not really gone yet, but at least we know it's going to be fairly short-lived. Constructive Fun Toys, fun for all ages. Again, you can call Donna at 509-680-6861. Stop in 163 South Main, right downtown Colville. It has calmed back down again. No wind. The barometer is way down, 29.40. And for our area, that's pretty darn low pressure. And we are at 40 degrees. Again, by 10 o'clock or so is when they expect the temperatures to drop and the winds to get here. We do have reports from over in the Puget Sound area. Their wind has topped 50 miles an hour this morning, so just be aware. It is a Tuesday. Hope your President's Day holiday on Monday went well. It is 7:31. I'm Eric Carpenter, and this is KCVL, KCRK.